Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When your local sheriff releases undocumented inmates, should sheriff's deputies call immigration officials? Republican Delegate Charles Poindexter of Franklin County has a bill that would require Virginia sheriffs to notify ICE. Here's Senator John Edwards, a Democrat from Roanoke, questioning Poindexter on the bill.
My experience, my understanding is the sheriffs do this. They do it and ICE just doesn't show up. They just don't have the resources for whatever reason to come pick them up.
That happens in many, many cases. It doesn't happen in some cases too, Senator. ICE has a risk assessment process that they go through when they receive notification.
Ashna Khanna at the American Civil Liberties Union says the bill is unnecessary because Virginia law already requires federal officials be notified when undocumented inmates are arrested, when they're taken into custody, and then again when they're convicted.
And so Virginia should be moving away from volunteering local resources to federal government for immigration enforcement. At large, it makes our communities less safe.
The bill has already passed the House and a Senate panel, which means it's headed to the Senate floor and potentially even the governor's desk. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.